Hi, I am Imai and I am the voice of Hive Taranaki in Access Radio. What we do? We connect people with amazing projects. We talk about sustainability. We inspire you. You are listening to The Hive. Welcome. This week you are going to listen to my conversation with Daniel. He is one of the owners of Green Bridge. And this company is very interesting because what he is doing with his wife, Pina, they are helping people to go green, actually. If you want to renovate your house or take all the potential of your land, you can call them and they will assist you and share their knowledge with you about sustainability. They work also with a whole lot of different companies that are fixing, renovating, building and recreating houses and lands and everything in a sustainable way. So have a listen and get inspired. Hello, Daniel, how are you?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. We're here because you have an amazing business. Can you tell me about it?
It's a relatively new business. Its name is Greenbridge. And the idea came about 2 years ago when we were developing our own property and trying to do so along sustainable principles, both the land and the house itself. And even with significant background and knowledge, we found it a challenge pulling together the resources. So we decided something should be done about that and came up with the idea of Greenbridge. And the basic idea is to make sustainable living in Taranaki easy and accessible.
What's sustainability for you?
It's different for every client. The real answer is we make an effort to try and meet our clients where they're at. And so for some people that might be something as simple as collecting their rainwater and putting in insulation. Other people that may be rethinking about how they're using their entire piece of land and how they live in it. So it's quite a moving definition. So basically looking at how to live lighter on the land and healthier and possibly more sustainably as far as energy efficiency, etc.
Do you think that you are sustainable?
We're heading that way. We're not there yet.
Why? What is missing?
What's missing? Well, there's a lot of things. Sustainability to be truly achieved, I think, has to be done at a community level. And so it's never going to be done successfully or fully by one party alone. So I think the key understanding there is if you are trying to be sustainable without involving yourself in your community, you're not wasting your time, but you're definitely never going to get far.
Can you explain me more about that? Why I should be in community to be able to be sustainable?
From a simple point of view, if you're doing everything you can and you're doing wonderful things but your neighbour's not, that's usually going to impact on you. And that could be something as simple as if you're trying to slow down the water flow through your land but your next door neighbour's a pastoral farmer and he's got compacted land, then if you're downhill from him, his water's going to flow into your land. So, and beyond that, if you're looking at things like food and any other resource, if you want to try and grow all your food, then that's a challenging thing to do. It's much easier to grow some of your food and then barter and exchange and buy in the traditional method through money of other skills and resources. So it's a lot easier when you can spread that burden. For instance, I don't want to get into weaving fabric, and that's, you know, always going to be something we're going to need.
Do you think that for being sustainable I only need to do practical things, or do you think that sustainability have a spiritual approach or a different approach?
I think it's different for everyone. I would say for myself, spirituality is quite an undefined thing, but I take it as far as contribution. How am I contributing? What am I doing positively? And just the actions of what we're trying to do in the business move towards that, including doing extra things like I'm part of a core team that's helping to organise this year's permaculture hui, a national hui, which is running in March, 9th to 11th of March. So we do a lot of other things that we contribute to the community and the causes that we see are positive. including we've started getting gatherings off the road we live on together to meet four times a year, and also to start sharing skills and being a bit more of a community.
Do you think that's the key for the future? For have a nice future, I mean.
To have a positive future?
Positive,
yeah. Have a positive future? I think it's easy to get despondent about where we're heading, and there's a lot of problems out there, and it would be quite easy for us to focus on them and either get bogged down or decide to do nothing because it's hopeless. But both myself and the business at large, we decided to be part of the solution regardless of what's happening around us. So just do what we can towards making positive change. So I think action is a key part of that, but thought and part of what we're also doing, which isn't a main part, is we're running workshops, etc. So that's about learning and sharing and etc. So it's not all about just doing a specific action.
So coming back a little bit to your business, that is greenbridge.com.
Yeah.
We can say that
.co.nz,
yeah. .co.nz, there you go. I got it wrong. Okay, so Greenbridge, what do you do exactly? So I have a house, and I call you.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, it started off very broad, and the reason we did that is because in order to be sustainable, you have to consider a lot of aspects, and as soon as you start taking things out of that picture, it doesn't work as effectively. And so that brought some challenges, and as a result, we've ended up breaking our service into three main areas or zones. One is the house itself, and so even prior to that, what service we've given to clients already is actually helping them to define what it is they're looking for in a potential property, and then helping them to assess those properties and see whether or not they're going to be able to, if that's the property for them, are they going to be able to have the end result out of that property they're looking for. So that's at its early stage, and the next stage might be just a house, like you're saying. So it might be coming in and doing an assessment and a report of the property and what could be done to improve it from a health and energy and water use point of view. And then right through in the house, it could be a full assessment and design. So that could be a new build or renovation. Because before I got into this, my background's design. I've got a degree in design, and I spent 15 years designing kitchens, furniture, and running renovations of homes. So we bring those skills into play and do that there. But those are the two packages. So that's for the house, and that can sort of go as far or as little as people want. The next sort of zone out is the productive garden, the area surrounding the house, and often that'll be, as it suggested, productive garden, an edible landscape around the house, but really could encompass anything that the client wants. So it could be traditional landscaping, earthworks, you name it. We've designed ponds, we've done all sorts of different people. And then the last stage that we have is the land in general. So we name them eco house, eco garden, eco land, just to keep it easy. And eco land is looking at the larger property. So beyond that sort of 1 or 2 acres that might surround a large house, because it's anything from urban to rural. So this is moving into the rural environment, being able to look at the infrastructure of an entire property and think about how to utilise your resources to get what you want out of it and do it in a sustainable way. So those three different areas, and we've got both set packages but also custom service. So big service range.
And what are the benefits that the clients can take out from that?
There's a lot of benefits, and probably one of the biggest ones which we had to put into place in order to do such a huge variety of things was we've sat down with over 40 businesses in Taranaki that either directly relate to sustainability, whether it be water or stock or a number of different things, through to your more sort of standard builders and all sorts of other, you know, plumbers, electricians, you name it, we've talked to them. And the reason we've done that is we can't do everything ourselves. So we're essentially doing from assessment through to design right through to implementation. And that's where I'm drawing on my implementation and project management background in order to make that happen. So the advantages really depend on where people are going. So, but the main thing really is having someone that can hold the big picture and knows the resources and where to get them and how to pull it together. And that's probably one of the more consistent themes I find. We've had 10 clients in 10 months. We haven't been advertising, and we've just been going slow while we've been figuring out what it means to be Greenbridge. But the consistent theme is that we help people sort of understand the big picture, where they're heading, and get a grounding of where they're heading off to.
Are you happy with these results?
Very. I mean, every day it's evolving and improving. But we've just recently come up with a set service menu, which was a big challenge. In order to do that, we needed to get through a few projects to understand what we could offer people, because it can be a bit scary for someone sitting down and having a blank canvas and an open checkbook to say, you know, you can do anything, but here goes my checkbook. So rather than that, and although we can still do that, we've said, okay, well, here goes some set services across those three areas and across different brackets of service and budget that you can choose from and mix and mingle to get the results that you want. So
so you've been working for a year now.
Yep.
So what's the next step? What's the future
next
for
step?
Your company?
Jesus creepers. I have got plans for the future, but one of the next things which I've actually been talking to Hive about, I've been talking to Karma Burwell at Hive, is bringing in an eco-advisor service and doing that through Hive. We're already doing it independently, but it's something, this is another one of those contribution things that we'd like to be able to offer at a reduced cost to people, for us to be able to come in and do an assessment and a report and let people know how they could be more sustainable with their property. So that's one of the immediate things. And there's a bunch of other things that we're working towards.
Secret, I can imagine.
No, it's just, you know, we've bitten off a lot to chew already. So, and that's probably the next year. I'd really like to move from having figured out what we're going to do. I'd like to do quite a bit of doing it for a year or so before we try and do too much more new stuff. But there are different opportunities that we've already thought through and talked to different people about.
That's interesting. Can you tell me more about the event that it's coming?
About the Permaculture National Hui?
Yep.
It's a three-day event running over Taranaki anniversary weekend. Very exciting. We've got over 40 speakers and workshops planned. Some of the keynote speakers include Nikki Hare, who has written a book, which name escapes me this second. Really good book, which is something like Living, I can't think of what it's called at the moment. We've also got Nandor Tandes and Vivian Hutchinson, and workshops that cover anything from simple hunting tool building through to, what have we got, hemp building construction, professional development of permaculture. Really the best thing to do is to look on the website, which is, off the top of my head, I think, permaculture.org.nz, and have a look at the program and check it out. So
when was it again?
The 9th, 10th and 11th of March this year, so not far away really. So we've got until the end of February the current pricing holds, and then in March it jumps up in price, so now's the time to book if people are keen. And we're doing that out at Vertical Horizon in Inglewood, which is a beautiful venue, but it's got a limited capacity, so if people are keen they need to get in quick. So I think we're maxing out at about 200 people. So beyond that, people are just going to have to wait till next year.
If someone wants to reach you, like a Greenbridge, how they can do that?
They can jump on the website, which is greenbridge.co.nz, or they could give us a call, and the landline number is 06751556, and go from there.
Well, Daniel, thank you very much for your knowledge and your time.